Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. I am Reagan, a.k.a. the Man Hater.
And I am the... Wait, Mr. Pick Me. I was trying to do it good. I'm Chesco, a.k.a. Mr. Pick Me.
Having an existential crisis, not knowing who he is.
I wasn't sure which one to say first.
The one that you are, what?
I know, but I was like... I am Mr. Pick Me because it's the title of the show, and then also known as...
Either way is fine. Either way would have been
Chesco.
Fine.
Mr. Chesco, where'd that come from?
Whoa.
Professor Chesco.
You're pulling rank on us all of a sudden.
Yep. Mr. is not a rank in the Army, as far as I know.
I mean, Sergeant,
Lieutenant, Mr. Mr.
Shut up. I just meant that you're important.
Yes.
Anyways, as you know, these nicknames were given to us by a troll on the internet, despite the fact that I do not hate men.
And I've already been picked.
Oh my God, you did it. This is the first episode you've after wah, whatever. Wah, wah, wah. You just aged
I
us.
Ruined it.
You just ruined it.
I don't know if you noticed, I've been putting air horns in my videos a lot recently.
No.
I still think that sound is really funny.
I know a guy who used to do that with a noise effect on his phone at different moments in time. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like we'd be at a table and he's like.
Well, that's the great thing about my humor is that it was not funny for 20 years and it's still not funny.
Right.
But then people think I'm being ironic now. So they assume that it's funny.
That's good. Well. It just took, good 20 years. Mm-hmm. Came back around. It's good.
You're going to see. 20 years now, they'll look at this podcast and they'll be like, that was actually good.
He's a comedic genius.
Wow.
Before your time, truly.
That's what it is.
Speaking of funny things that may or may not be so funny, what are we talking about today, Jessica?
Akula theme song.
Got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Advice for you.
No, you don't. Like, no, you don't. Shit.
Let me just. Hark. Okay.
So.
Wow. Wow. I just almost threw up.
So, the meme that has taken over the internet this week.
It's a video.
Well, I know it's a video, but it's turned into like.
It's a whole
meme,
thing.
Meme. Like, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
Is the Hawk Tua Grom. What before, and it's interesting because I found two videos that have found ways to make it toxic in two very different ways.
So I had heard of this girl and then I had seen a lot of videos talking about it, but I had not seen the actual video until like a day ago. And I watched it and I was like, I thought this, like, because the internet has been up in arms, like men across the nation have been laughing their ass off. They've been stalking this woman, trying to find her. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking it's going to be funny. I guess. And I saw the video and I was like, it's this? So, Jessica, do you want to describe the video, I guess?
So, I mean, we could probably play, at this point it's everywhere, we could probably play a little clip of it right here. It was one of those men on the street, for those of you that are listening to audio, and he asked, like, what is your, play the clip.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you gotta give him that huck to and spit on that thing, you get me?
I saw it originally, my first reaction video, because I was similar to you. I'd only started seeing reaction videos to it before I started seeing it, and it was from a guy, and this isn't one of the videos I transcribed for this, but he was like, the FYP is evil and it's showing me all these things that, you know, how am I supposed to be a good Christian man when my entire For You page is just nothing but women dancing and gyrating, and it says, and it's all, he doesn't even mention the videos really specifically, but it just says Haktua above it. And it's like, oh buddy, do you know
how algorithms work, my friend, and engagement,
you're watching those videos, that's why it's showing you that. I mean, there's two ways. There's two possibilities. One is that he's going into the comment section of every one of these videos and just like, you're a terrible person and I hate everything about you. Go find God. Or he's just like saving it and watching them.
100 times.
I'm pretty sure that's the latter. That's what he's doing. And it's because it tracks how much you watch stuff, how long you linger on different videos. There's a reason.
I'm going to guess he was a lingering on those dance videos.
Mm-hmm. He's like, why does my FYP keep tempting me?
The temptation.
The evils of the internet.
I know.
Horrible thing, right? And that's how dare she have
dance moves.
Yeah.
It's so funny because, like, back in the day, you know, they could kind of make outrageous claims, like, even remember Elvis, they're like, this is a devil's music. Yeah. Like, he's gyrating. Although he was kind of the devil now that I think about it. But anyways, like,
they know his
history. But they could just, like, make these bold claims and, like, it's like the Salem witch trials, like, oh, they've bewitched me and now I'm lusting after these people. But now that it's come to technology that literally tailors your feed to you, it's like that argument doesn't work as well because literally it's on you, bro. Like, it is call from inside the probably Christian and repressed house. Yeah.
I will say, before we get like fully into this discussion, she finally did come out and did an interview.
I saw.
Yeah,
and on a podcast or whatever.
She's loving it. She at least outwardly, she's making money off of it.
She's making money
merch off of it. Yes. She has a whole management team now.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's I like, because I was hesitant to even like talk about it online because I felt like it's just these guys have gotten obsessed, right?
I know.
Where it's just everywhere. And luckily, she seems to have like the kind of head on her shoulders where she's like,
yeah,
whatever, let's have some fun. Give me your money. I'm gonna make some money off this. I'm gonna get rich off of this. And she probably is gonna make a substantial amount of money off of this.
Oh, 100%.
And so so I don't feel I if anything, we're supporting a young woman's career by discussing
while it lasts.
There have been aside from the whatever, people, memeable things happen all the time. These little, like, you know, moments of virality happen. Yeah. But this one feels extra, right? There's this extra obsession.
Yes, I agree.
Where it's just every single guy is just like, oh, this is the greatest thing in the world. I love this. This is the most wonderful thing in the world.
This is the peak of comedy.
Right. Or there are guys like that first one I talked about, which are like, this is everything wrong in our society. This is, you wouldn't marry this woman. And I'll share two videos that kind of go.
Pretty sure they would.
On those ones. Yeah.
She's also like 20, early 20s, isn't she?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. I mean, she was drunk on a bar, on like a bar.
Oh, yeah. But I thought you meant she was that young. I was like, ugh.
No. I mean, I hope so in the sense that she's not younger, that she's not like an 18-year-old that was out getting drunk. And
I think she was early, because she's too young to be a teacher, whatever that means. When the interview, I think she said she was like 21 or 22.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me look.
And there were all these, originally, there was also, I think someone made it. I haven't seen this video, but someone mentioned it, that they were talking about, she's the daughter of a preacher. She's not.
No, she also is not a bartender, which was
No, she's not a bartender either. She was not. There was also one rumor that she got fired from being a teacher as being a and she's like, no.
No, that's so made up.
But it's funny. It's like they create, it was like these guys had to create, or whoever it is, people shaming her, had to create these narratives that look at all these horrible things, like how bad of a person she is. She was a teacher. It actually does annoy me, though, about like when people assume that just because
she is 21, just for the record, she's 21. Okay, sorry.
But when people assume that if you're a teacher or you are whatever, like, a person that has like one of these jobs, you can't also be sexual at all in your personal life.
There is sexual. Everybody knows that about teachers.
Yeah, that's all you do is your life is, you can't go drinking on the weekend.
There was a woman one time, she was a teacher and she had a photo from like 5 years ago where she was, I think she was like in Ireland or something. She had two beers in her hand and she got fired. She was of age. Right.
It's ridiculous. Like what other profession is there where your expectation is that you are just literally supposed to give up any sort of fun and social life, which if you, as a teacher who knows a lot of teachers, they do not.
Well, it's also like, oh, who needs a drink more than a teacher? Just saying.
No, it is a rough job and it is an underpaid job. And
yes, it is.
If her father was a preacher, like, oh, how dare she do this to her father? How dare she?
His good name.
His property of his daughter. You know, how dare he? She ruined that man.
How did she get out of the house?
What?
The kitchen should have a fence. Yep. Well, I think it's just the idea of like men on the internet are trying to make her out to be this gross, disgusting villain. So they assign a career to her, or they assign a family member's career to her, just to facilitate and validate these feelings that they're having.
To justify why they're so outraged.
God. Where is her husband?
Yeah, you see this on those like those different Manosphere podcasts all the time, where it's just any woman that has a positive relationship with sex is the worst person in the world, and she'll never be happy, and she's just everything we should hate about women. How dare you? Now, I, as the host of this podcast, have had sex with 1,000 women and go to sugar daddy websites to pay for sex. Yet, I'm allowed to do that. The girl, she's a woman. She's not allowed to have that.
It's also like, they're like, it's interesting because men only like women being sexual when their relationship to said aspect of them is non-consensual. Mm-hmm. Like when a woman looks good, like they want to lust after her, and that's okay. But if she's confident about that and is also being like, is embracing her sexuality, then that's gross and she's slutty, right?
Yeah.
So it's like it only can be non-consensual. Like once a woman is consenting to the sexual aspect of their behavior, then it's not appealing to men, like these type of men. And that's so disgusting. It's like, oh, so it's only sexy if she's not cool with it. It's only sexy if she's not down. That's so foul. And you see it all the time, the way that they describe women. The second a woman like embraces that sexuality or that sexiness, they're like, oh, no. Oh, do you want this now? Gross. Like these same men who are saying like a woman who has like a woman should not talk about sex, should not enjoy sex, should not have any of these terms hucked to in their vernacular. But I want to have sex with my wife whenever I say, whenever I want. So it's like, okay, so you just don't want them to enjoy it? Because that's the message.
It has to be in service to you. Yes. Speaking of which, let's
get to some
video.
Pics. Yeah. I'm going to freak out, I'm sure.
We'll go on this one first, like this angle of it, because there's, like I said, there's a split, and I'll explain the other weird way this has gone. But he said, the devil ain't gonna let her off the hook on that. She might be an amazing person with a wonderful character, great personality, amazing traits and talents, as we all have, but the devil is gonna remind her for the rest of her life about this. Before I get to the second half of this, thoughts.
Like, what? It's like, the devil's gonna get her because she spits on me. Like, she's gonna go up to the pearly gates and she's gonna see Jesus and he's like, just one quick question. Does this sound familiar? Hukta? And the devils in the back are like, I got you.
Yep. We're going to get her now. The my favorite part about that, though, is like the devil's not going to forget about this. The devil's going to remind you of this. Are you the devil? Like, you're
reminding.
You just said the devil's not going to let her forget about this. It sounds like you're recording a video, a viral video for the internet to remind the world that she should not feel good about this, that she should be ashamed of this.
Like, and it's also, all she's saying is like a technique that men like, which is 100%, I assume, true. Mm. And it's like, he's like, the devil not going to forget. It's like, oh.
She said the words out loud.
It's like, how about all the men who enjoy said behavior?
Right.
Like, does the devil forget about them? The devil's like, no, you're fine.
You're
the girl who talked about it.
Yeah. She's the bad one because she's the only one who's allowed to have any shame in this.
And also, like, she's going to hear that and be like, oh, I'm terrified. Like, the girl who does a street interview and is like, oh, do on that thing. She's going to be like, oh, God, the devil heard that? I thought this was a podcast that didn't get below. I didn't know hell was a viewer.
Before I read the second half of this, though, that is something that I thought about, like, who would have ever thought that this, like, if some random person on the street came up and told you to ask you a question, right? And the guy, I don't want to be too mean to the interviewer, but he wasn't really that interesting. Like, I mean, if you've seen the entire thing, he's not like a really good street interview. Like, some people are actually pretty,
there's a skill.
He was just like, he was kind of like trying to figure out what to ask, whatever. So he's probably not that famous. He's probably not, I don't think he had that big of a following. I mean, I could be wrong. So I didn't look into it too much, but yeah. And you're just drunk on the street and you ask, so you make a joke and then all of a sudden you're the face of the internet for a week.
Like that's nightmare.
Terrifying. Yeah.
It's also the idea, like, I feel like it really showcases how impossible it is to be a woman because she says this one line drunkenly and half of the men on the internet are like, yes, this is the funniest shit I've ever heard. She's amazing. Right. I love this woman. And half of them are like, the devil is coming for you.
Here, so let me read the rest.
Okay.
So he goes, because this is really his main point. You know who else is going to get reminded about this? Her husband. Her future husband is going to get reminded about this. It'll plague him. It'll be a cancer somewhere in his mind that my wife is the Haktui girl.
Honey, I feel like the Haktu is how she gets her husband if she so chooses. Like, sorry.
I feel like her husband's going to be like, assuming she wants to get married, assuming she did talk about being in love with Pookie in the video, so in a longer...
I feel like he's enjoying that probably. Yeah,
I think whoever marries her, and especially at this point, everyone's going to be aware of this video, is going to be completely fine knowing that. Also, it's like, it's such a weird hangover from like the purity culture aspect of our society. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, she's doing this thing that, I don't know percentages here, but a fairly high percentage of partners have done to their partner. It's not like this is this outlandish, like really obscure kink that even if it was, whatever, no shame on that. But it's not this weird thing, right? She's like, oh my God, she spits on that thing.
Grotesque.
My word, the devil is going to
drag her to hell. Well, it's like the fact that he's upset for her imaginary future husband, that he's thinking that deeply and has so much empathy. He's like, I'm going to shame this actual living woman on the internet and tell her she's basically going to hell out of love and respect for her future imaginary husband.
He's like, if it was me, I could not stop thinking about all the penises. I just can't get them out of my mind. Like,
I think about them all the time.
Like, so, I mean, clearly if that was her husband, he would also just be thinking about all this.
It's like, I think about men naked all the time. It's my whole feed. I don't know.
It's very weird.
It's almost like something's...
The temptation... Oh, but I'm making a choice not to.
Yeah. What? You make a choice. I'm choosing.
Doesn't everybody choose to avoid the things that they love? And it's just, but it's this thing like, oh, because her value is not as a human, but it's to what is her value to her future spouse, right? And clearly now she, in his mind, has tarnished her value, where she is now going to be a less worthy and less valuable woman for her husband to have.
That's what I'm telling you. It's the consent part. It's only sexy when the women are not consenting to the sexual aspect of it, like to you sexualizing them. Because it's like, if this just came up, like his guy friend was like, oh my God, my wife, she spits on that thing. Like he would be like, that's amazing, you know, but because
God bless.
That's the Lord's work. Jesus will remember that at the pearly gates. He'll let her right in. But it's like, it's because she is consenting and she is talking about it that it's foul. It's foul for her to even mention. That's so bizarre to me. It's being a woman is so impossible. Being a straight woman in particular, but in this case where it's like, yeah, I want you to be sexual and good at things, but I don't want you to talk about it. Ugh, gross.
I need you to be a virgin who has never done anything, but also to be real good and as freaky as I want you to be.
But only with me.
Only with me. And you should know immediately, though, how to do all those things, even though you've never, ever heard of it or seen it or watched it or experienced it. Mm-hmm. But you should be 100% willing to do it with me from the start, before we're married, before, you know.
But don't tell anyone.
But don't. But also you should, even though you're willing to do it with me while we're dating, you should never have been willing to do it with anybody else, because that would be dirty and bad. Even though I've been allowed to, because I'm a man.
Well, it's just, I mean, Chesco, I don't want to be a conspiracy nut, okay? But I think it's interesting how many men don't want women who have had experiences with other men, and therefore things to compare them to.
It's almost like they're, like they're worried that they might, aren't very, they won't
might
be
not measure up.
Her. That's interesting. And don't get me wrong, I get that worry.
I've lost many nights of sleep.
That completely makes sense to me. Like, as like insecurity, like that's
we
the most
that.
Relatable thing I've ever seen from the, that's the one thing where I'm like, yes,
100%.
I get it.
But you don't then force women to never have any sexual experiences.
I just accept that they're going to have to love me for other reasons.
I just know they're not in it for that.
Well, to be honest, though, that is a part of it, though. You think about like that's the same reason why a man's job is to protect and make money. That's all it is. Right. It's not. It's right. Because if that's all, if that's all of the my only job and my only purpose, then and I have nothing else to offer you, then I better also be your only one you've ever had sex with, because if you know there's better, if I'm also really bad at that, and the only thing I'm giving to you is something you could get yourself, then
unless you can't get it yourself because I tell you you're not allowed to sleep with anybody else.
Right.
No, the
right.
Lord, excuse me, the Lord said that.
Yes.
That Jim's the Lord. Let's do the next one. Next one.
All right. Down. So this one is another perspective of like, this is from an account. I don't want to say her name, but it's one of those accounts that's very much like, you women are all wrong. Let's defend men.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's not Pearl, but
I know who it is. I bet
before.
I know who it is.
Yeah. The reason why men are liking anything she is in or stitched in, or the reason why they're referencing her in so many comments of so many videos I'm seeing, because it literally is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not because of the actual action of the Haktua. It's because she has a personality, and it's a positive one. And she's talking about specifically about giving something that's very selfless to a man. That in itself is something that men are absolutely deprived of on social media. There's more, but I want to pause there for a second.
Okay. First of all, she does seem like a funny person. She does seem.
She seems like she
has a great personality.
She's very interesting. Yeah.
But I have to disagree that you know, thousands of men across the internet are invested in this woman who's saying, ha, just spit on my thing. Because of her wonderful, her wonderful personality and charisma.
Yeah, that's all it is. No, they're obsessed with it 100% because she's a cute blonde 21-year-old
young
that is talking about
that, spitting on that. Right? That's like saying
spitting on that thing.
That's like saying men, yeah, they watch pornography, but it's not about the sex. It's about how the storylines. The doctor and the patient who find a way to have sex while he's working. It's the delivery man. But my point being, like,
yeah,
men aren't watching that because the set's fun and the girls seem really interested. Yeah. I think they're enjoying the sexual aspect. I think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah, men. A theme we've talked about is, and that men have talked about is that they don't like women. You know, they don't like. It's not like, oh, finally an interesting, funny woman. I've never seen that before. No, they don't. That's not it at all. Right? They consistently.
You know what kills me is, like, I guarantee you a large majority of these men are the ones that are like, women aren't funny. Women can't tell jokes. And yet this girl says hawk to, and they literally lose their fucking minds.
This is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Get the boys!
I've made a joke like this before. Oh my God.
Did you see her spit? That's some funny shit.
Did you
think, oh, it was on spit. That thing.
She made the noise. She went, "Hua, this is the most, oh my God, this is breaking the internet."
She told us right where that spit was going. We don't have any questions. I don't know why I'm giving them all Southern accent. Apologies to any Southern men out there who are listening. She had a twang. Yeah, I just disagree with that. But carry on.
So this selfless, that men are absolutely deprived of this selflessness. Unless it's a woman that is promoting something else. And in that case, men know that it's not genuine. But the Haktua girl was not planned. She came out of nowhere. And they know that it's genuine. And the only reason why women may not like the Haktua girl is because those women don't want to do those selfless things for a man. I'm not talking about that selfless thing. I'm just talking about selfless things in general.
That's a stretch.
It is, like, yeah. What? So,
you know what? What the real problem with the hawk to a girl who's literally just talking about spitting on a you know what?
Yeah.
Is that women aren't selfless? That women are not givers. That's the real message of that video.
It is these women just taking advantage of these poor widow boys who just want mommies to do their laundry and clean.
Oh,
their bed
I thought you were gonna say spit.
Oh no, that's no. I'm not going a different. Also, it's a weird framing because I also haven't seen any women that are like angry at.
No,
her.
I don't think so.
It's been
they're just
100%
like I don't.
Men.
I don't get it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. All the real big critique videos have been like these men. Conservative men that are like, she is not a high value woman. She is not. It's all these terrible things about how bad she is. You wouldn't want to marry her and blah blah. And yet this video is like it found a way to say
women
like,
suck.
Oh, it. All the women are terrible who hate this. It's not men. It's all the women are terrible for hating this because they don't want to do selfless things for men.
I feel like that is like, we're speaking of like porn. I feel like that's like a porn move anyways. Like, I feel like that's definitely solely for a man's thing. Like, you know, like it's incredibly sexual. Like, it's just like doing that thing that like, but I just, I feel like now, I'm trying to tread carefully in the current climate and conversation. I think it's very interesting when men want women to be characters and want them to embody porn things, which are like generally fake. You know, like they're not, the woman is being a character.
Right.
I don't think they're filming like real looking experiences. As opposed to wanting women to be engaged in something that's like real and authentic, which is ironically what she's saying is happening, which I would argue, you know, that's like for men, like that whole, I don't know that that's like her favorite thing. Like, it's like, what do men like? And so like her pointing, like,
you don't know.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know. But I just always.
Quite literally,
I don't know. But I always think it's interesting that that's what men want from women is for them to be caricatures rather than having a genuine, real vulnerable, true experience. Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to pretend to be this thing for me, which is what she's saying, which I think is really sad, because it's like having, like, doing sexual things with someone should be like this fun, consensual experience that's good for both parties, versus like, you need to give me this. Give me this. I want this thing. Give it to me. Like, ooh.
And just to the overall point, though, too, this, the reason why guys are so obsessed with this, it's because they can say, like, they can make a dick sucking joke. You know, that is definitely going to be marked 18 plus. But they can say, they can make a joke about that, which people, even like terrible guys, know that you can't just like make the, you can't just like make content about it. But it's like, all of a sudden, here's an in.
Doors
to
open.
Talk about, you can just make Haktua over and over and over and over jokes. And it's okay, though. Right now, this is a pocket of time where you can make jokes about this thing, and it's socially acceptable. And you can move on, and you have the excuse of, oh, it's just a meme. It's just a funny thing. It has nothing to do with, finally, there's this selfless woman that's funny and interesting. Because all men want is a woman that's funny and interesting, because they're just, there aren't any, right? Where are these women that are interesting and funny?
This is a nightmare out here.
God, why can't more women do that?
Yeah, I honestly didn't realize how sexual it was, because, again, like, I had not seen the video, and all I knew was there was a girl that, like, spit. Like, I did not know any of the facts about it, or, like, the context. And so, like, because most of what I saw was just, like, people talking about Hawk to a girl, but they weren't saying what she said.
Well, it definitely hit a very specific corner of the internet first before I think it hit our
By the time it got to mine, there was no context. There was just, like, people being like, like, everyone's obsessed with her. Like, calm down, internet. Right. Like, why is my, like, all of our, you know, 60-year-old uncles are obsessed with Hawk to Girl. But once I saw the actual video, I was really disappointed.
Yeah.
Not, like, in the fact of, like, it's literally just a young 21-year-old girl who's drunk saying she's, it's on, you know, I was just like, this is the peak of humor for men. This is the thing they won't shut up about.
Right.
Oh, dang it. Here we are again.
Yeah. No, you're right, though, because there's nothing like, and this is not, and like I said, making fun of her, talking down about her.
No.
And, like, there's nothing absurdly unique or different. It's funny. It's fine. She's like, she's confident. She's energetic, whatever. That's fine.
Is that my cup of tea? It's fine.
But it's literally 100%. It's just an excuse to make jokes about that topic that is not going to make you look bad.
Right. That's going to be acceptable for a minute.
It's a socially acceptable way for a church-going man to make a joke on the internet about something. I've been waiting for this moment.
My wife won't be mad, and neither will the Lord.
Right. And also it's because it is obscure enough. Like, I saw that original video, when it said Haktua, I had no idea.
Like,
what? But it doesn't say, if you haven't seen the, you know, at this point, most people know what it's talking about, but if you had not seen it, you just saw Haktua.
You're like,
what?
Like spitting a loogie? Like, what?
Right.
Again, I think it's just the perfect showing of, like, on the men's side, like, the toxic men being like, half of them being like, she's a God's gift to us. And then the other half being like, she's the devil himself. Like, she's temptation. Right.
No matter what.
Yeah. Can't win. And then a pick me, in my opinion, woman coming in and being like, actually, ladies, it's on you. You're the bad guy.
How terrible. All women are terrible if they're not doing this.
Because, ew. Because who is she really speaking to? She's not speaking to women. She's speaking to men because she wants their validation, which, honey, it ain't worth shit. Also, it's like, you know what I had the other day? Mm-hmm. I got my first this comment, and I'm psyched about it. Yeah. Basically, I was in a video, and I had my glasses on, which, God forbid.
Oh, no.
And this guy's, I would like everyone to know, his profile picture is a cat. So he's not showing his face. He's not going to show his face. Anytime some guy says shit like this to me, it's they're not showing their face. Their profile is anonymous. They don't have their name on there. It's like from the shadows. He said, "You are against men. This is because you've never gotten validation from them because of the way you look. I'm so sorry to be so brutally honest with you, but hopefully this helps you realize the truth. And then another guy was like, dang, this is spot on, bro, for real. And yes, that second guy has 666 in his,
of course,
his name. And then the original guy comes back, thank you. It needed to be said. This lady is delusional. And I was like, bro, I was an underage girl in high school once. I got plenty of male validation.
Right.
Like, he's coming out of the woodwork. Be like, it's this is because you're ugly. Look at her.
She's wearing glasses and
She's disgusting.
You have to have a She's All That video. Where
you think I'm ugly?
Oh, you. What about
now? And then they're like, "You're still ugly and fat."
Yeah,
that's what they love to do. Yeah. They're gonna And again, it always tells you more about the men than it does about anybody they're talking about. Which is like they're gonna call you ugly because they think that's gonna hurt your feelings.
Right. Right.
They're gonna call you fat because almost I would say 99% of the time they're fat phobic. Mm-hmm. Or they think that like a woman's pride is in her physique.
Mm-hmm. Well, because in their mind, there's nothing worse than not being appealing to them.
Yes. Right. And, right. And they don't find
sin you could have.
Curvy women or fat women attractive, mm-hmm. which I'm like, you idiots.
Right.
You literal dum-dums. You don't think fat women and curvy women are attractive. You are the dumbest motherfuckers. Like, shut up. But sorry, that's just a personal vendetta.
Real quick side note on that, though. The thing is, men in general, of course, they love women across the spectrum. They are attracted to, but it's the public persona of I'm only, because it's not about what they like. It's about what they think will be impressive to other men. It's always about that.
When the boys see this comment, they're going to really think I got her, which like that did happen.
When they're looking for a girlfriend or for a partner, they're not looking for someone that they actually like or that they are attracted to.
100%.
It's something that they can show off to their guys. Like, do you guys like me more now? Are you impressive now?
Well, that's so true because like a lot of my friends are curvy or fat, which again, fat is not a bad word. It's only to these dudes, right? And they have dated men who really liked them or were really attracted to them and would hide them because of their impression, like the negative of comments or whatever they thought was going to happen to them from the boys. And it's like, so you care more about the men's opinion of your, like the person you're attracted to, than you care about your actual attraction. Okay. That's great.
It's such a weird.
I just love when they're like, it's because you're ugly. You have a negative opinion. It's like, actually, I have a negative opinion of toxic men because I was validated, quote unquote, by them for so long, so many times, criminally so. And I got tired of it. And I talk about said toxic behaviors. So, if anything, I've had quite enough validation.
Right. Well, and it's also, all they're doing is jumping to the part where you see repeated constantly when somebody hits on you and you get rejected. So, well, I don't want your number anyways. You're ugly. Nobody would ever want your number. I hope you enjoy dying alone. Right. And so, but you're pre-rejecting them by speaking about them being terrible in your video. And so they're immediately like, oh God.
Screw you, you ugly.
Oh, no, I didn't want you anyways. I didn't want that.
I don't give a shit what these men think about. Yeah. Like I would like literally if no man validated me again, I would be perfectly fine.
Right.
Like love as I've gotten older, I get creeped on way less. Mm. It's amazing to walk out and not have somebody scream at me while I walk down the street. Right. Like, thank you.
I think I honestly think both of us are a weird puzzle for these guys. Because like for you, it's like, wait, you're married to a woman?
You're happily married
to what?
A woman?
Yeah,
and you don't need meth?
Because I get the constant, you know, like, oh, I hope she fucks you, bro, or oh, and like, oh, yeah, I bet this isn't gonna get you laid, bro.
Guess what?
Right? And I'm always like, I have had sex 3 times,
at least
3 children.
So you tell me who won.
Yeah, you tell. Yeah, no, but it's and then when they find that, they're like, well, whatever. It breaks the
system.
She's cheating on you, cuck. It's always constantly this way of, okay, this is my narrative of, because the only reason I would be kind to women, the only reason I would say this a negative thing about another man who is the people that I care about is because I'm trying to gain a sex. I'm trying to gain
I did the friendship. Give me the hot tuck.
That's the only reason they could possibly. And then the like I said, this enigma of someone, and or like they're like, oh, you're just doing it for views. And then I'm like, well, I got a degree in this, you know, 15 years ago. Where I got my master's degree in this. This is, and it was just like all waiting for. There's gonna be social media one day.
I can predict it. I think it also is because like it's the only way that they can stay in their little bubble and have their horrible beliefs, because they can't accept any accountability. They don't want to have to change. They don't want to have to reflect, and they can't stand. Like, even I am a strange woman on the internet. Like, I am a strange lesbian, you know,
right,
on the internet, and they cannot stand that I don't validate them and that I would have any. And again, I'm not even talking about them. I think the video, I was like, this guy, there was a video of this girl, like she was like holding a drink and eating pizza. And like in the video, this guy messing with her just like slams his hand on her face, and she's like trying to pull away from him, and he's like not moving his hand. And I was like, don't do that. I was like, the amount of times that men have like not allowed for women to have joy and think it's okay to put their hands on people. Cause my belief is like a man should never be that comfortable putting his hands on a woman. And it was his coworker. Like, it wasn't, well, I mean, an intimate partner shouldn't do that either, but like, it's just like this idea of like, I'm going to put, like, I have the right to just put my hands on you. And it was because she was having fun and making a silly video. So I was just critiquing that. And that's when he came in and is like, you're ugly. And that's the reason. No man of it. He's like, I'm sorry to tell you this. You know, like, I'm going to be crying in my room. Like, oh my God, this cat man on the internet said I'm ugly.
Got it. He knew it. I was waiting for this day.
I knew there was a reason.
Delete my account.
Yeah, it's like, you know, because I could say, well, I'm gay. And he'd be like, oh, you're gay because no man wants you.
I brought the air horns in.
it's just funny. And like, again, it just speaks to their inability to take rejection. And like, that's the thing, is they're so sensitive. They always talk about how women are sensitive, other people are sensitive, whatever party they're not is sensitive. But they, me, stranger on the internet, not validating them or having any critique of men at all, even though that man was not them, was so upsetting to him. He had to get on my page and call me ugly. Like, sir, if anyone needs validation, it's you.
Yeah. Well, and the, like the another, going back to that exact thing where I'll get another comment of, you know, do you ever critique women? Like, is it only men? Has a woman ever been wrong? I'm like, and then I'll go back. I was like, what did I say in this video of this guy saying that you should like do some horrific
punch thing women in the face?
Yeah. Like, what did I say that you think is wrong? He was like, well, nothing. I agree with you, but I want to see why aren't you also yelling at women? And it's like,
it's such a bullshit argument, because like it, but I think people need to understand the purpose of this type of argument. One, it's the straw man argument. You bring forth a very valid argument about the mistreatment of women in whatever context. And they say, well, so I guess you just don't give a shit about men, which like, then you're fighting a completely separate argument, which again is like absolutely absurd. Like that's, there's no point at which you say any of the things that would make someone believe that you think that, and you're a man yourself. So I don't think they think that. But it's also like when you attack arguments that way, you make sure that nobody gets anywhere in said conversation, because it's just like, if I was like, I really like strawberries, and you're like, what about bananas?
And I'm like, that's okay. Also a berry. You know, banana's a berry.
Right. And I'm like, okay, well, bananas are cool too, but like, I like strawberries, and you keep just derailing me by talking about other fruit or whatever. Right. What happens then is we never get down any layers, because we're stuck at this, our initial surface layer of the statement. And I think that's the point, is these people want to keep it surface level because they don't want any reflection. They don't want any change. They don't want to dissect their own behavior. Mm-hmm. And so they are just like constantly trying to keep it top level. And it's very effective. So a lot of the times when people do that to me, like if it was in person, if it's online, I just usually block people who are purposefully being dumb. But if it's in person, like I always like to say, you know what, if you want to have that conversation after this conversation, then by all means. But we are currently talking about this topic, which is valid and deserves to be talked about. And I have used that, and sometimes it does work. It's the same thing for if somebody is like in an argument with you. It's, a lot of times it happens in relationships. They'll try and derail you by like whataboutism, which is like, well, what about this time? Or like, oh, like if you did something to me and I try to talk about it, you're like, well, what about the one time you did this? It works in that case too. You say, okay, if you want to talk about that time after this conversation, we can talk about it. But currently we're going to talk about the issue that I have brought up and that I am upset about. And yeah, it can be a good way of like checking back to the original conversation.
And I think the hard part is that they, and it's not that they can't understand it, but they refuse to understand it, is the idea of like structural aspects of discrimination, structural power dynamics, where it's, they're like, well, if a woman does this, why aren't you, she did this, why aren't you doing this thing? I was like, well, it's even the exact same action.
Right. It's not, because not of
the same. Yeah. There's a difference between, you know, a worker throwing a brick at a window versus the boss throwing a brick at the worker, right? That's going to be, and it's a weird like analogy, but it's just, the idea is power dynamics exist, right? Like there's structural aspects of our society. You can see it a lot. And I'll bring up, when I talk about wealth, then all of a sudden they get it. Right. When I
because talk this about affects class, me.
Yeah. All of a sudden, like, well, yeah, you make good points about that. But literally, if I just shift and make the exact same argument about misogyny, all of a sudden now I hate men and I'm completely out of line for having the audacity to speak out against.
Well, and again, it's like you have to realize these people could not function in everyday society if they assumed all issues were that way. Like if literally every time someone talked about something, they'd be like, oh, this must mean that you believe the opposite is true in all cases. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not what's happening. They're just mad about a certain topic. And remember, people will show you in a conversation and in an argument which side they relate to. That's who they'll get upset about. That's who they'll get aggressive about. That's who they'll want to defend. That's the perspective that they'll take. And even in like smaller instances, like maybe they're not outwardly just going, "You're ugly." They're like, devil's advocate or whatever, which is my least favorite phrase of all time. The devil doesn't need an advocate, but it just highlights to you, like, this is who they relate to, or they relate to someone who does that. So
they're seeing themselves, or they're seeing that they're capable of doing that. Right. And they don't, if
or their
they
dad does that.
They're like, well, you know, I like this person that does that.
Yep.
You know, and that tells me that maybe I'm capable of doing this thing, even if I do agree that it's bad.
Right.
So let's just not talk about it.
let's say you're ugly and call it a day.
Let's just move on. We're good. Let's leave things as they are. I'm comfortable right now.
Yeah.
Let's not upset that.
Let's not upset me, you hideous beast. I'm
feeling really good. And if you could just mute your screen.
Yeah. If you could just like not have your video on my For You, like I don't control that. Yeah. Block me, please. Mm-hmm. Please. Well, that's the thing. I don't want you. Like, I don't want you either. You don't want me. I don't want you. It's actually a really great relationship. Good day.
That is one of my favorite comments I get. Why does this guy keep coming up on my page? Why do I keep seeing this person's videos?
Block me.
It's so easy.
I love it.
It's so easy. Yeah.
I love to be blocked. I really do. Mm-hmm. If you get mad that I critique men's behavior, and again, like, I so often I'm like, toxic men, I don't think I've ever said not all men necessarily, but I definitely say will label toxic behaviors and not say that like every single man on planet Earth does this thing. Yet, as like, I can't even imagine what happens to the women who don't go out of their way to clarify, because like, good God. Like, just block me. Seriously, no, nothing on my end. And like, like, you don't need my validation, then block me and say goodbye. Like, mm-hmm. no problem. But the thing is, they do. They want my validation. They can't get it, mm-hmm. even though they don't know me. So instead, they want to hurt me because that's mm-hmm. the second best thing to my validation, which is mm-hmm. My pain, which mm-hmm. is gross. Like, when men, like, I'm going to harm you because you don't validate me.
Mm-hmm. And they don't get that the things we're advocating for benefit them.
I know.
Like, they don't understand. And that's the hardest thing. Is like, as I was learning more and more, like, as I went to more graduate work and learning about all these things, I'm like, men are fucked up in our society. Like, it's yeah. really men, but it's other men that are doing it to us.
They're
like, it's the patriarchy that is really messing up guys. Like, hold on. I want to read a quote. I share this quote on Threads. I was reading a book from Bell Hooks recently, and mm-hmm. this quote, I just can't get stuck in my head. The first act of violence that patriarchy demands of males is not violence towards women. Instead, patriarchy demands of all males that they engage in acts of psychic self-mutilation, that they kill off the emotional parts of themselves. If an individual is not successful in emotionally crippling himself, he can count on patriarchal men to enact rituals of power that will assault his self-esteem.
Damn. That's so true, though. Well, because it's also like, understand that, like, patriarchy and capitalism, like, mm-hmm. they love each other mm-hmm. because the people in power, I'm gonna sound like a conspiracy theory. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this is just true. Like, people in power, especially in a capitalistic society, what do they want from men? They want mm-hmm. men to be complicit and do what they want. They want people to, you know, they want soldiers. They want workers. They want people to do what they say with very limited emotional input from them. Mm-hmm. They just want them to do it. And then when men have these negative feelings about being in a system like the patriarchy and like capitalism that bring them down and constrain them and stress them out, they mm-hmm. need somebody to aim that at. So mm-hmm. who do they tell is the person that is to blame, and who do they say it's socially acceptable to take said frustrations out at? Mm-hmm. Women.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you are being crushed as well. You are being mm-hmm. crushed, and you are harming someone else to release that stress. Like, mm-hmm. you are the victims of the system as well. Like, the fact that men are not able to talk about their emotions, that they don't know how to have a lot of intimate relationships, that a lot of men struggle with that, is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think it's terrible, but I also think it's terrible that they then take out said frustrations on women, and that they mm-hmm. expect women to do all the emotional labor that they don't feel equipped to do.
Right. And that's the second half of it that is important to mention. Just because you are, because men have been victims of this system,
sure.
this patriarchal misogynistic 100%. System that is there, does not then mean that they don't have to also do the work to unpack and unlearn and kind of to make things better. You can't just be like, well, things were bad for me. It's the whole, I paid off my student loans, so nobody else should ever have their student loans paid off. Like, I
suffer like me.
It's all those different things where, like, people, and you see this over and over in all facets of our life, mm-hmm. where people don't want things to get better because it was hard for them. And I'll
never understand that
mindset. Mm-mm. It does not make any sense.
You should also suffer. I'm like, I mean, you see it a lot, even in, like, generational conversations of, like, older people being like, you don't know what it's like. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
well, I don't have that said to me very often, but, you know, you hear it and it's like, you're right. I don't. And isn't that something that's probably good, mm-hmm. you know, because the generations behind us, particularly like boomers, like, they really did experience a lot of trauma. Right. So, you know, there was, like, the draft is boomers, isn't it? Is Vietnam boomers?
Yeah, I guess it'll be young boomers. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
maybe some older Gen X. I don't remember. I don't know the exact date.
There's some fucked up shit.
It's probably boomers. I think it's probably just boomers. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot mm-hmm. of trauma that went unaddressed in that time period. I mean, my grandpa served in Vietnam and Korea. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And some of the stories he tells, I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he literally, I think it was Vietnam he was in, I've like drafted. He like used to have to tie himself up to trees to sleep
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because you know, like snakes and all those things, and someone could kill you. Like, yeah, I have never experienced that 100%. I've been living on Easy Street in a lot of ways. But don't we want that to be the case?
Right.
Don't we want
people? This is
to...
a good thing. You should not, nobody should be forced into to do, unless it was like absolute, like people are on our shores and we have to do something. Like, you know, there's something.
Yeah. Everyone's saying,
we can get into a long discussion on the American military machine and
unnecessary. Let's not. Yeah. I mean, there's so many people. Have you seen
above my pay grade?
Who's Jen? Is it Jen? Gen Z or is Gen A after Gen Z?
Yeah.
Okay. There's like all these TikToks of like, we're doing a draft. And then the guy's like, cool, go get them. And they're like, no, you specifically. It's like, no, absolutely not.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm going home. Anyways, but it's just an interesting idea. And the idea of like, I suffered, so should you. And we see that even in like, you know, you look at, you know, white men were mean to white women and white women. So we're then horrible to any person of color. Like, because that's the power system. It's like, I am suffering and I can't take it out on the person that I'm suffering from. So let me take it out on someone who literally has nothing to do with it. And I am abusing now, you know, it's just this horrible system of like never being accountable for the harm that you do and never punishing or holding the person responsible, like holding them responsible for the pain that they have caused, because we're never addressing the system in which it occurs. Mm-hmm. Instead, you know, just like these misogynistic men, they want to blame women because they can, or they want, you know, they want to blame other men for talking about it. It's like, why don't you look at who the real harm is coming from? Because that's the only way we're ever going to fix it. And if you work on it within yourself, you'll feel better. Your relationships will be better. And then you will be more able to help others, help yourself, and hopefully be a part of effective change.
Which brings us full circle to the Hak Tua girl.
How so, Chesco? Please.
No, so these guys that are angry at her for owning her sexuality, there actually is a connection.
And then you're going to spit on that thing and
like, honestly, I think a part of this like anger though is that from some of these guys are like, well, I don't get that.
I don't have this girl.
I don't have this like, I don't have someone that does the things I want them to do. So nobody else should either. Because it's not, I think the anger toward her, this hatred of her is a jealousy. It is almost in a lot of ways. It's like, well, I don't, that's not okay. I was taught that that's not okay.
Right.
But she seems happy.
But she's doing it.
She's doing it. And that's unacceptable. We need to shame her and make sure she understands that she should feel bad about herself for having ownership of her sexuality.
No, she can't be sexual of her own accord. She can't be consenting to the the sexualization that I no doubt am putting on her. Mm-hmm. And it's also the idea I think of like, she is emboldened. She is proud. She is funny. Mm-hmm. And she's being sexual in a way that like, to my point I said earlier, is consensual, is of her own choosing. Mm-hmm. It's also this idea, I think, that when men want women to be sexual, because of the power dynamic, they want it to be an act of service. They want it to be because you owe me this, not because, oh, I enjoy doing this, or I am, you know, sexually confident. I'm sex positive. Like, they want it to be in this act of like, I'm doing this for you and only for you, and I'll never talk about it because I don't have the right to be sexual in public or whatever. And again, that just shows you the power dynamic, because they want you to be subservient. They don't want you to be an active and consenting and excited participant, which like is the saddest thing of all to me. It's like, you don't even want your partner to be excited about having sex with you. Like, being sexual with you. Like, I'm sorry. What's happening right now? What's going on?
She's not allowed to, her enjoyment is like the worst thing possible.
She should hate this.
Honestly, part of it though is that if you do admit that her pleasure matters, then all of a sudden, then you have to feel bad about not
sucking at everything.
About being bad at it, about actually not caring about it. If as long as you are able to downplay the idea that that women aren't supposed to feel pleasure, that it's about you as the man, then you're that then you being subpar in that arena is okay. Then that's because that's not your job, that's her job.
Yeah, you haven't failed if she never in her life has enjoyed it
as a this is not like the thing, the funny thing about this, I use that in air quotes for those of you listening, about this discussion, is this is not like a brand new thing. Like this is not like this is not a joke that is, you know, the whole a freak in the sheet or lady in the streets, but a freak
I was bed. Thinking of that. No, lady in the street, freak in the sheets.
Freak in the sheets. That's what
a ludicrous.
That's a yes. But like that's not, and there was a song, was it Slob on My Knob? This is all
that absolutely triggered me to hearing that in high school. I was like, what now?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I should have known I was gay because I was like,
God.
Why?
But like none of this is like a brand new, groundbreaking new thing that's ever been discussed or joked about before. It all comes back down to it's a socially acceptable way to make this joke and actually be honest about being okay with sexual freedom and about sex positivity in a lot of ways without having to admit, because in all these other situations they'd be like, no, I body count and she needs to be a virgin and blah, 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 where they have to say this, but this is the one chance where honestly people can be honest about it, and it's fascinating to see play out. And obviously we're putting more layers onto it than any of these people making these jokes are even considering. Yeah. But it is a psychological phenomenon when something like this happens. There's a reason for it. And it's not because men are starved of seeing giving women that are willing to be serving, subservient and willing to give of themselves with nothing expected in return.
Like, how does she say that with a straight face? That's what I don't understand. It's like this woman literally is spitting and saying, spit on that thing. And you're like, it's not about hooking. It's not about spitting on that thing. It's about being giving. It's about being selfless. It's like, girl, stop it. Will you stop? Knock it off. Girl, yeah,
certain videos you just don't make a response to. if that's like, I don't know.
She doesn't need any more validation. She's good. Yeah. She's getting the men are just loving her. But she's gonna age out. She's gonna age. Same with Pearl. Mm-hmm. They're aging out of the zone of like what? Yep. Like I just saw this like man in his 70s. I'm gonna make a video on it, but like he's like on a park bench, and he's like, I don't think there's anything wrong with. In women dating, like men dating young women, because that's when women are in their prime. And he's just this grotesque old man. And then he's like, looks up at the interview. He's like, you're almost out of it. You've got a couple more years. And it's like, what are you then? Yeah. Then you're deceased. Then you're 6 feet under. If this, you know, she was like 20. I feel like if this 25-year-old's 3 years from being done, then what makes you think you're the prime? You're literally the Adonis.
Well, she'll definitely be out of DiCaprio's
age. Oh, she's well out of that.
Well, the funny thing is, I keep saying funny thing, but whenever I make a video about the age gap thing, because it's not that like men saying, you know, I'm 50 and I would like a 35-year-old partner. No, it's them saying, I want an 18-year-old.
Yes.
I want someone that's still literally fresh out of high school.
Yes, I want a 20-year-old.
They're always that. And there will be guys in my comment section, so it'll be like, well, there's nothing wrong with a 40-year-old woman dating a 60-year-old man if that's what they should. I'm like, no one's talking about. There's no reasonable person can think that when we're talking about this, the weird age gaps, that we're talking about people that are well into adulthood that are doing these sort of things. It's the weird thing is Bill Belichick dating a 24-year-old.
Oh my God. That's so weird. Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry that there's no, that, and that's not anti-man to say that. That's just reality. That's facts. Weird.
Well, you know, again, it's just like, why? Why is it that so often older men want young women? Why is that the power dynamic they like? Why is it that clearly life experience is not what they care about? Why do they care so little about their wives a lot of the time that they leave for younger women? Like, what is the relationship? What is the dynamic? And what makes it toxic within that dynamic is often the woman is – You know, is it that she's not, her frontal lobe is not fully developed? Is it that, would she be with you otherwise? Like,
it goes back to the whole body count. The same, it's the underlying theme of all these things. It's once you've gotten to a certain age, you've experienced enough of life that you can see through bullshit. Right. 100%. It's easier to see and understand that there is, you should expect more of a partner than simply a paycheck, that you should expect more from someone that you're spending your life with than simply being the object that provides you a home. Right. that there's more to life than those things. And once you get to a certain age, you're going to have a much smaller percentage of partners that are willing to that don't haven't made that realization yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas that's much more likely, the percentage of chances of that being higher is when they're kids still. That's because in 18, you know, and this is not an insult to 18-year-olds, but like never when is. I was 18, I was a baby, right? When I think about when I was 25, yeah. I was still very, you know, and I lived a life. I had a very rough life where I had to grow up very quickly. I was still not, I didn't have the same, you know, understanding of the world that I do now. And that's just, they're not looking for someone for simply because of attraction or because of what they look at. There's beautiful women that are much older than 24, right? It's not like all of a sudden you stop being beautiful at that age. It's 100% about the idea that they can't see through your bullshit.
Well, you know,
they will accept what you have to do.
And bringing it even to this hot tour girl, it's the idea that now men have a socially acceptable reason to be obsessed. Like, if this was any other context, any other video of like a 21-year-old girl talking and this many grown-ass men in their like 50s were like obsessed with her and couldn't stop talking about her and couldn't stop stitching her or watching her, like, you would be like, oh, that's really creepy. Like, that's a creepy thing that you're doing. And they're just like reveling in this idea that their friends and them can talk about this with like out any repercussions and not be weird or gross. Even though I would argue that is weird and that is gross. And it's just like, they're just looking for ways to exhibit their toxic masculinity in, you know, more palatable ways. And it's like, how about you just address it? Like, how about just look within as to why you don't want like an emotional, intellectual peer who loves you for you and understands you? Like, maybe dig a little deeper on that.
Right. I think it's also this weird thing where you see it where everyone wants to be part of an inside joke.
Right.
It's like, oh, look at, and you saw this where, but it's always the ones that catch on are the ones that are not inside jokes to anybody. Like, everybody understands it. Let's Go Brandon is a great example where everyone's like, let's go Brandon. They'll never know. As if there was a secret password that wasn't the most well-known thing what everyone was talking about.
Yeah.
And this is exactly that, where they can be like, hey, Haktua. Nobody will know.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if she Haktuas.
We're in the in crowd. We're bad boys.
We're so bad.
Don't tell my wife, please.
Don't tell my wife. She doesn't know.
Oh my god,
she
please. She's not seated. She doesn't know.
No.
She's not on the ticky tacky. Oh shit. Jessica, let's wrap this thing up.
Let's call it a day. We didn't maybe we should add this in later. We didn't pick a winner. This is we have to do the winner.
Okay, we'll
thing.
Have to pick a winner and we'll announce it next week. So you have until next week. Final entries.
Final call.
Remember,
we keep saying that, but this is 100%.
This is for real.
We're gonna announce it.
Remember, you have to leave like a review where you're writing on it, otherwise we cannot see that you've done it, or send us a screenshot of your review and email it to mrpickmeandthemanhater@gmail.com. Leave us a 5-star review and we will put you in a raffle for one of our cups or our shirts. Which one did we
either one, whatever they choose,
whatever you want. We'll get a hold of you. Okay. And we're gonna pick a winner, so make sure to leave us a review, or just because you love us. And check out our socials. So we have, this is, you may be watching this on YouTube. So, hi. We have a YouTube. What else do we have, Chesco?
I've got Instagram and YouTube.
Thanks.
And Patreon. Patreon.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Patreon. Yeah.
We have mentioned it. We keep getting a little bit probably extra personal every week on our Patreon shows.
We're going to have to back that train up a little bit.
We're going to have to. Anywho, if you want to learn some very revealing things about Reagan and I, assuming some of it's not cut out, I think most of it will be left in for the Patreon. But
probably.
We'll
see. I like to have a good time.
Yeah. They're allowed to hear it. Come join in
on the fun. Be a patron because it's a fun time. It's a nice little community. We like chit-chatting. It's fun. Yeah. So thank you to everybody who's listened, and we will catch you next week.
Talk to her.
No, bye.
Bye.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.